Good afternoon, everybody, and once again, thanks to all for being on this call this afternoon as we bring the community up to speed with the most recent developments when it comes to COVID-19 within our community. On this morning or afternoon of May 7th, that reminds me a lot of the afternoon of April 7th, if you will. Where the snow in the forecast, so what's changed? So we'll hand this over to Chantel.
Thank you, Mayor Apiri. The Porcupine Health Unit is reporting one new COVID-19 case among residents in the health unit area. The current number of confirmed cases is now 63, 11 of which remain active. And as of yesterday, 2,589 tests have been completed in our region. The new case is a male between the ages of 10 and 19 from the Timmins area, and he is a contact of the case. He's at home currently in self-isolation. We wish the family, the individuals who are affected by COVID well, and we hope that their recuperation is quick and complete. We have also some updates on the number of COVID tests completed in our long-term care facilities. So up to date, we have 5 long-term care facilities that have completed testing for their surveillance. In total, there are 851 tests completed, 165 are for staff, and 386 are for residents. So they are working quite well at getting their staff and their residents tested in time for the deadline of May 15th. We really appreciate their collaboration in getting this done. We are pleased to say that all the results from the Golden Manor testing that occurred on Saturday have been received, and we're all negative, except for that one client who did test positive. All other residents and staff have negative test results. Again, that's a testament to the great work that the long-term care facility has done to protect their residents and their staff and to prevent the spread of COVID-19 within their facility. The risk of infection in this long-term care home remains low. The other news is that the Ontario government has extended to May 19th the emergency orders that are in place, which includes the closure of non-essential workplaces, public places, and bars and restaurants, along with restrictions on social gatherings. In addition, more stores will now be able to arrange curbside pickup and delivery, as well as in-store payment and purchase. The business owners should review the health and safety guidelines that are available on the ministry website, but they can also call the Porcupine Health Unit for assistance if they need to. We do, even though the businesses are opening, it is not business as usual. It is very important that everyone continue to follow those public health recommendations. It is especially important for employers to ensure that their stores are ready to practice those public health recommendations to protect their staff and also their clients. So they need to ensure that they have signage available to remind customers and employees of the public health measures. It is important to ensure that the frequent hand washing is easily done in the stores for both employees and clients. Still highly recommended to stay home if anyone has symptoms. So if anyone has symptoms, they are not to go into work or they are not to go and visit the stores at all. And as well as limiting the number of people within the store or at the curbside, again, to prevent that infection. So we all need to work together to protect the health of our communities. They will be the businesses that are set to open with the strict public health measures will be following the steps that other stores have been following so far, for example, the grocery stores. So they will be falling in line and in the same steps. It is Mental Health Week this week, so one of the 5 ways of well-being is being active. There are plenty of ways to remain active while physically distancing yourself. Go outside, outside for a walk or a run, take some fresh air, go cycling, play a game in the backyard with your kids or your partner, dance, join an online group workout. So follow us on Facebook for some additional activities you can do to stay well and stay safe. We are lucky here in the north that we have a low population density, so we don't have a lot of people living in our communities, and we have large open areas. So we need to take advantage of that and get outdoors and stay active. Since April 12th, we have been encouraging testing for COVID-19 in our communities. This will give us a better understanding of the situation of COVID-19 in our region. We are asking individuals who have symptoms to please call the Porcupine Health Unit or to call their primary care provider to get a referral to the assessment center for some testing centers. It's just a reminder that you need an appointment to access the assessment centers, and they are, there are assessment centers in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Pines. Our COVID information line also remains open today from 9 to 5. So we do encourage people to call if they have symptoms. Increased testing also allows us to identify quicker any positive cases so that public health measures can be put in place right away to prevent the spread of COVID-19. You can call the 1-800 number or your local health unit office to speak to a public health staff about your symptoms. So stay well, stay home, and stay positive. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chantel. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmins and District Hospital.
Thank you, and hello to everyone online. From the very beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, public health agencies and healthcare professionals have been asking people to socially or physically distance to slow the spread of COVID-19. As we see continued spread of the virus in our region and community, I think it is important to put some focus on why this request is so important. When we're asking you to maintain 2 meters or 6 feet away from others, we're asking you to keep yourself outside of the highest risk of exposure area. Additionally, adhering to the physical distancing means ensures that you don't knowingly infect others. As Dr. Canton mentioned yesterday, we have seen individuals in our region present either without symptoms or with very mild symptoms. Across the province, we are seeing symptoms that are exceedingly mild and in many cases can mirror common experienced health issues like seasonal allergies. It can be assumed that there is a low risk of infection from someone who is asymptomatic or experiencing very mild symptoms. However, it does not mean they cannot infect anyone. This information is not shared to make people feel scared, but to highlight the importance of following public health measures put in place. We will not continue to see positive progress if, even without symptoms, we ease up on measures like physical distancing. That being said, physical distancing doesn't mean never leave your home. If you need to go out for essential travel, or even if you're just going out for a walk, it is important to plan your travel ahead and plan to avoid high traffic areas or areas where it isn't possible to physically distance. If you're wearing facial covering while out in the community, you need to continue to maintain physical distancing as well. It's said often and by many, physical distancing and frequent proper hand washing together are your best defense against the spread of COVID-19. We know that this message is shared on a daily basis, and it's because it's important. Evidence-based steps like this are what will ensure the pandemic is as short as possible. We are asking everyone to please stay safe, stay physically distant, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that message. We'll go to the media for any questions from for the health professionals. All right, hearing none, then we'll move to Brian Marks with the Cochrane Detail.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. For emergency medical services, we had 21 calls with 12 in Timmins, and 8 of those failed the screening protocol. I'd also like to take this time to thank Dr. Sampson and her team of volunteers for their work during the PPE drive. Managed to raise just under $3,000, as well as receive a wide variety of much-needed PPE equipment that will be distributed among frontline workers. So thank you to all of the donors, and please continue to support our frontline workers by washing your hands frequently and monitoring social distancing. In terms of food security, last night at Salvation Army, 62 meals were distributed. And yesterday at the McIntyre Arena, 48 meals were distributed across three meals, meal times. And homeless population still have the same numbers at Northern College with 27. The numbers at the McIntyre have increased to 28, and living space is still at 8. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Steph Palmatier, City Clerk.
Thank you, Dave. This is just a reminder, or I guess a public notice or public announcement. With the announcement from the province that the retail sector, those having entrances, front entrances on streetscapes, are going to be open for curbside delivery and service, we just want to remind the people and the workers and the employees in the downtown corridor that as of Monday, May 11th, we will be commencing the enforcement of the two-hour parking limit. We're still going to maintain the free parking for the on-street parking meters, but we would like to have these spaces available for the patrons and customers of the retail businesses in the downtown corridor. So we're asking that all employees who may be working in the downtown to utilize the parking that's available in our many downtown parking lots. And that, as of Monday, once again, the two-hour parking restriction will be enforced in an effort to free up this parking space for the customers and patrons of the downtown retail businesses. Also, I just wanted to remind the businesses that will be opening for in-customer payments and purchases on Saturday. You will be getting a visit from our enforcement officers either this afternoon or tomorrow. We're going to be providing a copy of the provincial guidelines with respect to social distancing and how you can open safely. We will be following that up with inspections once your businesses are open to ensure that you and your staff and your customers are in fact complying with the requirements of the provincial mandate. We're just doing this in an effort to keep your employees and your customers safe during this pandemic. As has been mentioned many times, social distancing is very important in curbing the spread of COVID, and we just hope to help all the businesses and their employees and customers stay safe during this transition. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Steph. We'll go back to the media for any questions. Okay, hearing none, then closing comments by Mayor Peary.
Once again, good afternoon to all, and thank you for being on this call. I know I've said it before, but I want to say it again, and it's a huge shout-out of thanks and appreciation to Carol Holt and the staff at the Golden Manor. The fact that everybody was tested and has come back negative, except the one individual who was a positive asymptomatic. Carol and her leadership team were weeks ahead in the thinking of that was given to us, I guess, from the senior health officials regarding how to keep the long-term care facility safe. And they have. If you take a look at the history throughout the province of what's happened in these facilities, the fact that one of the best, in fact, maybe the best in Ontario is here in Timmins, is a thing to celebrate. Tremendous leadership, tremendous professionalism on their behalf. And I think at the end of this, we'd like to do a little bit of a postmortem and dissect just exactly how you did this and did it so well. And I think Timmins and has to be very proud of the staff there at the Golden Manor and what they've done. And I think it's a lesson that can be shared with the rest of Ontario. So once again, congratulations. Job very, very, very well done. As you know, in my closing, I'd like to thank individuals and agencies that have been tremendous community partners. One of the ones that we haven't thanked so far is Northern College. Northern College provided the laptops to the city for the individuals that are out there working remotely, working from home, to be able to do that. They've also provided the residences to help assist in the homeless, and which has been a tremendous learning experience for the DSAB people as well as the community in general. And so far, five of those individuals have been moved to permanent facilities. So again, thank you very much to Fred Gibbons, Dr. Fred Gibbons, and his team out there for the tremendous leadership that they've demonstrated during this crisis. We have, as always, community partners that we want to thank, and there's one in particular here, individuals that we want to thank. And we have one of the cleaning staff, Roseanne Linker, L-I-N-E-K-A-R. And Roseanne, your first name is a lot easier to pronounce than your last name, especially for a guy like me. In any event, this is what she's done. She's crocheted 300 of these ear protectors because she was concerned. And here it is. And look at what people are doing in this community to make it more comfortable for our frontline workers. So ear protectors. Who would have thought? On top of that, she's also provided some baking, and so did Judy and Mark at the McIntyre Coffee Shop for our staff. As always, and on top of that, we've got other community partners too. I think Mark Torche's girls delivered pizza at the start of this. And again, tremendous community partnerships. I'd like to end as well with a sincere appreciation for the work of the Porcupine Health Unit. Despite what you might have heard on the radio this morning, the Porcupine Health Unit has been working tirelessly, endlessly, and professionally as we've worked our way through this crisis within the community. There'll be more people to thank tomorrow. But I do want to especially commend the work within the Porcupine Health Unit as we've worked through these unprecedented times. I it's so easy to forget just how new this was to everybody at the start, and the Porcupine Health Unit has done a tremendous job. And thank you, Dr. Kent, and all of your staff there for the work that you've been doing on an ongoing basis. The whole community supports you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Perry. And once again, thank you to the members of the media for helping us get the news out.